The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast is brought to you by iBeCool Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive ice-fill cooling technology, along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkul.com to learn more. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Jay Leonard, General Manager, the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista Resort at Disney Springs, Lake Buena Vista, Florida. Welcome to Sports Interview. So glad to talk to you.
Thank you. It's great to have you here today on this beautiful day in Orlando, a nice 72 degrees, and we're looking forward to getting into the 80s this weekend.
I can't wait. The weather can be really nice, and then just the last week or so during the PGA show, we had a little bit of a cold spell, but I'd take it any day over all those forecasts in New York, right, Jay?
There's nothing like 3 days of winter. I took my winter jacket out for 3 days, and it's already back in the closet.
We love it. It's so great down here, and I live half the year down here. I don't know if you know that, Jay, but it's Orlando's just such a fun, happening place, very cosmopolitan town. And in the center of all that, of course, is Disney. And I know the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista Resort here at Disney Springs is the closest resort to Disney Springs. What does that mean to your guests and to your business, Jay?
We're a 626 room resort right across the street from Disney Springs. So it gives the customer the opportunity to literally, under 1,000 steps, walk across the street and participate in probably one of the biggest and largest entertainment meccas in the world. There's over 15,000 restaurant seats there, 24 theaters with AMC. You can do bowling. You can now participate in the new Cirque show. I mean, it's just an amazing destination. Pre-pandemic, they were estimating almost 22 million visitors come to that location, only second to the Magic Kingdom.
And it's so cool, just from this hotel property, you can just take a walking bridge over and you're there.
Yeah. They added bridges back in 2015, and when they repositioned and reintroduced the Disney Springs area to us. And it's, you know, we have our Disney views. You can literally look out the window and see the Magic Kingdom and all the parks. And, you know, you're looking out on 37 square miles of Walt Disney World.
It's a great view, by the way. From our room, I can see the fireworks.
Yes, you can see the Epcot fireworks from your window. So, and on New Year's, you can see it almost from all four parks.
That's very cool. So there are two hotel offerings here, the Wyndham and the Wyndham Garden, Lake Buena Vista. So talk a little bit. They're both official Walt Disney World Resort hotels.
Yeah, both hotels are official Walt Disney World hotels. We co-branded this property in 2015. The Wyndham is a 232-room tower, and the Garden is a 394-room, five-story high-rise. The difference between the two is mainly when you look at Disney, the Garden competes with the value resorts, and the Wyndham competes with the moderate resorts. So there's two price points, and with that, you really have the ability to have flexibility in your budget on where you want to stay and how you want to enjoy the resort.
And what does it mean to be an official Walt Disney World Resort hotel?
Well, we have busing. So we have busing to all four parks on the hour. So where a lot of hotels off-site may only go to the parks two times a day and pick up two times a day, we start our bus service starting 90 minutes before the park opens, and we go till 90 minutes after the park closes. And we also have early admission, so you're getting in a half hour earlier. So it really gives people the opportunity to get on really the first rides of the day. And we're also part of a couple other amenities that are exclusive to just the official resorts.
Talking about some of the amenities of this hotel property, we just had a very filling lunch in the Oasis Sports Bar.
Well, yeah, we're on 14 acres of land. We have we're literally on Lake Buena Vista. We just opened during the pandemic a 112-seat restaurant. We did a million-dollar renovation on that location. We have two pools, a hot tub. You can play some volleyball right on the lake, and a basketball court. And it's just a lot of activities. We're a stone throw from Lake Buena Vista Golf, which is a great partner of ours, working with Walt Disney World Golf. They are one of our preferred vendors, and we partner with them. And so if you ever get the urge to play golf, basically that might be 3,000 steps, but you can probably hit a long driver to the golf course.
Yeah, you're very close to Lake Buena Vista Golf, and then you're about, what, 14 minutes from Magnolia and Palm Course.
Correct. So you have the ability to play all three courses, and we get a lot of visitors that's exactly what they do. They may come in here for 3 to 5 days and play the Disney courses. Some of them, they'll play twice. I give them a lot of credit for doing that.
Exactly. That Magnolia, boy, that was a tough course today. So the property recently completed, as you say, a $15 million renovation here.
Yeah, we did all our guest rooms in the garden, and we enhanced the whole pool area, including the restaurant, and a couple of things behind the scenes that most customers wouldn't see. We spent over almost $2 million upgrading our elevators.
So your background is fascinating, Jay, because I know you worked in New York City. You were talking about you're at the Hilton in Manhattan. You were at a dude ranch owned by Merv Griffin in Arizona. You worked at the San Diego Golf Resort. I know you were part of the renovation of the Fountain Blue Hilton Resort and Spa after Hurricane Andrew. I mean, your varied background, it's very impressive.
Yeah, I've been lucky. I knock on wood every day that I've been in some of the most exciting cities in the United States. Enjoyed my time in New York City. I actually worked at the Millennial Hilton and the New York Hilton. Quick story is my son was actually born in New York City. So his address on his birth certificate is the New York Hilton because that's where our address was at the time.
I love it. What brought you to the Sunshine State?
Did a trip around the world, it seemed like. Went from New York to Philadelphia to Phoenix to San Diego, came to Orlando, went to Hawaii, and then came back to Orlando and been here for the last 14 years at this property.
If you could see Jay's office, it is kind of like a museum of sports memorabilia. You were talking about Arnold Palmer, the Arnold Palmer Invitational, obviously. Arnold's relationship with Disney is legendary. Any great stories about Arnold Palmer?
Yeah, I've actually had an opportunity a couple of occasions to do things with Mr. Palmer, and always a gentleman. Darius Rucker came in and did the 25th anniversary of the hospital, and we participated in that, and it was just an amazing show, and Mr. Palmer, always a gentleman on everything you do with him and the activities that we participated with him on.
The King, such a big part of Orlando, Florida, with the Children's Hospital and with Bay Hill, his tournament, and with the Arnold Palmer Design Group, with the golf courses over at Disney.
Yeah, his legacy in Orlando is, you can't touch it. With the Arnold Palmer Children's Hospital, the amazing things they do down there and making sure that the kids are taken care of who have cancer. And also Winnie Palmer with the babies. I think it's the largest hospital in the United States in birth. Over 15,000 births a year at Winnie Palmer Hospital.
You have a Wayne Gretzky number 99 jersey from the Rangers here in your office. And as you say, a surfboard that's autographed. I mean, there's so much cool stuff here. I could spend like hours just looking at all your memorabilia and sports.
I'm a huge sports fan. I'm a big Devils fan. Grew up in the New Jersey area. Many games going to New York, seeing the Rangers play and the Yankees and the Mets. And even used to go to the Melrose games up in the Garden. So. I've had an opportunity to see and do a lot of things in my career, and always look forward to any invite to a sporting event.
I remember the Melrose games. I used to cover the Melrose games and the boards in the garden. Yeah. That they put the media like so close to the boards that you almost could touch the runners as they ran by. You know, they would shake the whole place with those wooden tracks.
Yeah, some legacy stuff that went on. And I actually started my career in Atlantic City. So a lot of those early Hearns fights took place in Atlantic City at Caesars. So, again, it's exciting sports that I've been have an opportunity to participate.
You worked with Donald Trump, some of his properties, Merv Griffin.
Yeah, I legacy owners. I worked at the Fountain Blue for 5 years, working with Steve Muss, running that property. Working with Merv, running his Dude Ranch out there in Wickenburg, Arizona. There's nothing like getting getting the bill for hay for 50 heads of cattle to feed for the month.
What, anything interesting that you might have learned from Merv Griffin? He was such a brilliant businessman.
Always take care of the customer. Always take care of the customer. He always told me, Jay, make anybody stay memorable. And if you make it memorable, they will always come back.
That's very important. And for a man in your position, right, the customer is always right.
Yeah, and, you know, in today's time, it's even more now than ever. You know, since the pandemic, the expectation of customers are high. And being a Disney property, it's probably the highest you'll have is a visitation coming into a location.
And this is the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. It seems like just yesterday they opened up this park, but gosh, going back to 1971, what are your thoughts on the 50th anniversary, Jay?
Well, we're actually celebrating our 50th anniversary, so I'm going to hand you my 50th anniversary coin. This was the third hotel that was ever open in Walt Disney World, and the first hotel actually opened here in the Disney Springs area. So we have a great history of our own hotel. We opened up as a Dutch Inn, and we've had the ability to celebrate our 50th with Walt Disney World, and it's a fun ride. You know, being here is for 14 years, you've seen so many things open, and Disney has done some amazing things.
This is wonderful. This is a huge ball marker, though. I can use it as a ball marker. So it's the 50th anniversary of the Wyndham.
Correct. It's the 50th anniversary of this hotel.
That's exciting. So what have been some of the highlights for you? You've been here for 14 years.
Just seeing all the how the parks have come together. You know, the latest and greatest with the whole Star Wars experience. It's just amazing how Disney just stays on that cutting edge. You know, when they opened Pandora, still one of the more difficult rides to get on in the Animal Kingdom. So, you know, Disney's always reinventing the experiences here in Walt Disney World, and it's always exciting to participate in that.
So it's interesting that this is an independent hotel, yet an official Disney property, right? How does that play into, you know, running this hotel, Jay, as far as, do you have any more flexibility at all? Is it any different?
It's probably a little bit harder because if you're working for a Disney resort, it's kind of cut and dry. Being independent, I have to manage Wyndham, the brand. I got to manage Disney, the brand. And I got to manage my ownership, the brand, and my management company. So if you're working for Disney, you're just working for them. I actually have to balance more. And then as a good citizen, I have to manage the municipality next door that we sit in, which is the District of Reedy Creek.
That is challenging. So what's your key to success in managing all these different brands, keeping everybody happy? How do you do it?
Be a good politician and still have hair. it's fun. I enjoy this business. I wake up every day and thank God for the opportunity to come here and spend time with my employees and work with the community.
And going back to what Merv Griffin said, the customer, you know, serve the customer, bottom line, right?
Absolutely. And I have an open door policy. I make myself available. I walk the property. I get to know a lot of my customers in all aspects of their visitation. I have employees here that have been working here for 30-plus years, and I have customers that have been coming here for 30-plus years. So it becomes a really good family.
And you've been in this business for a long time, obviously. What about the customer has changed the most through the years? And you constantly have to change to keep up with, you know, their wants and their needs, right? With social media, people are just so much more aware of what's going on all over the world, and there's probably a lot more competition, right? So what has changed the most about the customer?
Smartphone. Having the ability to look up anything right there. We have customers that literally will just walk into the hotel and start booking their reservation in line. And so those days of them not having a lot of knowledge, they have that knowledge at the foot, just at the tip of their fingers, and they use it all the time. So that's where you have to be ready for the answer almost literally any question that could come up.
I know you're the GM here, but what would be your perfect day not working?
Perfect day not working is, one, spending it with my family and probably, you know, spending it in a beach location. Really enjoy the beach. Really, you know, I have four children, and spending time with them is always important.
And what about if you had a day off and you were doing some fun things on, you know, here and in Disney? What would you do?
I'd go play golf over at Disney Golf, and then probably spend the night taking advantage of Disney Springs, going to the Boathouse or going to STK or one of the many restaurants across the street.
Do you have a favorite?
I love Art Smith's. They have the best fried chicken in town, and love going to the Boathouse, and love Wolfgang Puck's location.
You have plenty to choose from right across that walking bridge.
Absolutely.
Jay, thank you so much. General Manager of the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista Resort here at Disney Springs. And if you want to get on your phone and make a reservation, or on your laptop, you can go to WyndhamLakeBuenaVista.com to find out everything you need to know about this property, right?
Absolutely. And we look forward to servicing anybody who comes down. But more important, if you come down and you've heard it there, please stop by the office. I'd love to meet you.
What's your golf handicap?
Not playing.
You don't get out there enough. You're too busy.
Too busy. Too busy.
Thanks so much, Jay Leonard, General Manager of the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista Resort at Disney Springs. The Sports Interview with Ann Liguori podcast was brought to you by Ivy Cole Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive Iceville cooling technology along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit IBKOL.com to learn more.